The Guardian.
And as soon as I walked into the gents, three police officers walked in behind me, saying, "Oh, don't move, don't move. Who are you?" And they were like, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "I'm a student." And she had the mic on. I was like, "Well, who are you?" They were like, "Oh, we're police officers, and we're looking for somebody of a similar description to yourself." And then they said to me, "Oh, where was you just now?" I said, "I was literally at the end of the corridor." And they go, "Can you follow us in?" So I said, "Yeah, sure." So I took them into the graduate centre. He just said, "Right, okay, brilliant. Can you just grab your stuff and follow me down to the car? I just want to have a chat." I said, "Yeah, absolutely fine." I thought, "Okay, I'm a witness. I must have seen something." So I followed him down to the car, sat in the car, and he said to me, "Oh, do you know this guy?" And he goes, "Have you spoken to him today?" And I said, yeah, I've spoken to him. He's absolutely fine. And that's it. And then he was stressing me to show the text message that I'd sent him. So eventually, after threatening to convict me of, or prosecute me of obstructing police inquiry, that's it. To which I quite laughed and thought, right, okay, if it makes you feel better, I'll show you the text message. When I went home, it was probably the most emotional time that I've ever encountered in my household. Now, we're quite an emotional family. We laugh and cry about everything. But this was like never before. You know, my mother was absolutely devastated. The house didn't feel the same. It's like when you get broken into and you know that somebody's been rummaging through your things, and it felt exactly the same. My room didn't feel the same, knowing that all my work was seized, all my books. You know, some of my books were missing, so the room just didn't feel the same. 42 days is a sentence within itself. 6 days felt like 6 years. You lose all kind of concept for daytime. Whether it's night, what day is it, doesn't matter. I dread to think what 42 days will feel like. I dread to think what 28 days feels like. That's harsh enough, but 42 days is absolutely phenomenal. The ironic thing is that paedophiles, murderers, bank robbers, kidnappers, extortionists, 4 days, 96 hours maximum time, and terrorist suspects are just on par with all those criminals too. So they should be kept for 4 days as well, not 42 days or 28 days as it currently stands. Just can't make myself go back into uni to sit down and read. In fact, when I think of it, I get really down. At the moment, I'm in the process of seeking counselling.
Can I ask if the university has been supportive through this process?
No real contact has been made by the university. I've not really spoken to them about any kind of issue. So, yeah, at the moment, I can't really say that. In relation to whether they should have told the police or called the police onto campus, I think that the climate that the government has created in this in Britain, this society of suspicion, and kind of Bill Rammell's statement of academics spying on students and students spying on academics and everybody spying on everybody, I think that indirectly has affected the university.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.